write this down. Matthew's chapter 11, verse 28. And you know these scriptures, but I just need you not to approach them. Matthew 11, verse 28, and this is another one I want to see. Second Corinthians 11. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and then we'll go back to Matthew. I just want to read a couple of scriptures. And once again, my word is reckoning. Reckoning. There's some reckoning that you got to come with. There's some things that you read that you can kind of wiggle your way by, but then there's some things that come to reckoning. Like, you got to face this up. You got to face this up and be like, what's wrong with me? Everybody say that. When is the last time you asked that question concerning the word? What is wrong with me? What is it that I'm not lining up with? Because we always want the word to line up with us. Yeah. We want life to line up with it. No, it's not about lining up with you, because you're not the mold. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Right. Without understanding your nature of Christ is what I'm saying. And so you should be swerving lane. You should be trying to get to the right lane. 2 Corinthians chapter, what I told you? 11 verse 1, and it says, would to God you could bear me a little, my father, and indeed bear me, for I am jealous over you with a godly jealous. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. In other words, I ain't connected you to nothing else. All right, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I didn't connect you to anything else. I kept you so that I can present you to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds be corrupted from the what? Underline that word, simplicity. What does simplicity mean? What does it mean? What's the root word of simplicity? So what does it mean for something simple? 1 + 1 is what? Simple, right? Does it take any carrying the one? No equation, no division, nothing. Just 1 + 1 is. I hear y'all. Okay, all right. I just make sure that's a little harder, right? 1 + 1 is. No trick question. Simplicity, and where is the simplicity? Look, read the scripture. Don't look at me. Read the scripture. Where's the simplicity? Are you telling me that in Christ things are made more simple? Why is life tied up with so many loops right now? Now, you can say right now your life ain't simple. Answer me, please. Yeah, you're trying to. You got to pray for an hour, then you got to fast for those so many days. We're going to go through, like, you're praying, then you got to fast, then you got to worship right, then you got to praise right. Right? Then you got to make sure you read a little bit more. And then you got to dress right. And you got to walk the right way. Then you got all, it's a lot to keep up with. Then I got to learn about grace. Then I got to learn about grace and mercy. And a different one is what you give you something that you ain't supposed to have. But doing the other person keep you something from getting something you're supposed to have. And I got to remember all those. Then faith without works is dead. But show me your faith without your works. I show you faith by my works. Right? But now I got to live with the faith of the Son of God who let me have faith in God. Right? I got to keep up with a lot. Then I got to realize what holiness is. And then what's righteousness? What's the difference between righteousness and holiness? Then you got to know how to, the joy of the Lord is my strength. How do I keep joy? How do I get peace? And now then I got to know all the 9 gifts. And all the 9 fruits. And I got to figure out when to use them. No, because I can't figure out when to use them because they tell me when to use them. Who tell me? The Holy Ghost. I'll talk to him. Where's he at? I'm a said it my last time. I said it. I'm a young man with the older man's experience. You know, I've been preaching for almost 19 years now. And I've been through all the churches. Been to a lot of them. I've been to a lot of services. I've flown a lot of hours in the air to go to church. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Just worry with me, right? So I've been to a lot of churches. Name the church. I've been to them. Name the denomination. I've been to them. Name your favorite preacher. Might know them. Name your other favorite preacher. I might know him. I might have heard him say something a little questionable. All right, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I've experienced some things. And I didn't done 21 days become a habit, right? Anything you do 21 days become a habit. So I mean, if you pray in the spirit for 21 days, then you get hooked to praying in the spirit. It's not true. You've done it. Matter of fact, the Lord woke me up the other day and said them days and times and hours and stuff, y'all made that up. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm serious. He woke me up and said, listen, them days, times, hours, years, all that stuff, y'all did that to keep up with each other. He said, when I gave you consciousness in the belly, I saw one stream of consciousness from the beginning of you. I ain't see when you went to sleep and all that. Everything's still working. Ain't no new days. So we got to live by the book. Then what's your other class? Alliance of Honorable Men. What's your other class? Prayer. And then that's just y'all first year, right? Yeah, I got to do some more next year, right? And then nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that, right? But then I got to learn, what it really means to fast. And I got to learn, come on, give me some subjects. You got to learn something else. Y'all know. I got to learn the culture of honor. Then I got to learn how to sow and reap. Right, and I gotta learn how to get my finances together, right? Then I gotta learn how to, I gotta learn some stuff, how to be meek. I'm a long suffer. What does that mean, a long suffer? I don't even know. I gotta learn all these different things. And beware. But I fear lest by any means as the serpent has beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds be corrupted from the, come on, what's that word again? Simplicity. What's the root word of simplicity? What does it mean for something to be simple? Easy. That is where? In Christ. So in Christ is simplicity. Can we put that together? Come on, say in Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ is simplicity. I'm not trying to even sound deep. I don't even want to use the word in simplicity. I'm trying to make that simple, right? In Christ is simple. Come on, say it again. In Christ. It's simple. You can say it's simple in Christ. So any complications that you got, you somewhere else. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Simplicity is where? So why is it so difficult? You don't need counseling. You need Christ. It's another C. Come on, y'all. Come on. What's the other scripture? Matthew what? Go ahead. Turn that real quick. We miss the point and we miss Christ Jesus every time. Because if we caught him and we really caught the revelation of Christ in us, the hope of glory, if we caught the revelation, then things will be changing immediately. There is no 3-week plan. Once you catch Jesus, now you got to wait 15 days for it to be cleared up. No. It immediately, everything changes. All confusion becomes simple. All darkness becomes clear, right? All hurt becomes healed at that moment. Everybody say in Christ. Come on, say it again, in Christ. Come on, say it again, in Christ.
In Christ.
What have you been looking for all the years you've been reading your Bible? I want to be a good person. Anybody told you to be a good person? I want to do the right thing. What'd that look like? All these things that we've been seeking after. Seek ye first, Matthew 6. 33, seek you first. He didn't give us a second. What do we do second, Jesus? There ain't no second. He just gave us the first one and didn't say. Y'all listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Everybody say it's easy. Breathe in, breathe out. Y'all, this Christianity thing is difficult. I'm just gonna be honest with you. To keep up with everything, to be successful at it, it gets difficult because it's got so many things that you're trying to, you ever seen them people spinning plates? Mm-hmm. And so you start one right here, then they start another one. Mm-hmm. And then they start this one, they start another one. And if they're real good, they can do about 5 or 6 of them. Uh-huh. And they got to come back over here and spin this one. And it's like, and ever life ever feel like that to you? Huh? With the subject lines that you got to learn? Come on, y'all don't want to be honest with me right now, because if you be honest, you'd be like this. As soon as you get the grace thing down, You lost your peace. Right? Anybody ever experienced that before? As soon as I got healed, something happened to my money. And I prayed for 3 months for my healing, which is entirely too long. It's entirely too long. And as soon as I got together, then my money fell apart. So now I left my victory for my healing. Now I'm going over here and deal with this money. And that's going to take me another 3 months. And it's we're all over the place. This is what I'm trying to tell you. We're all over the place. And Jesus was trying to simplify for us. He was simplifying for us. Mm-hmm. Jesus was simplifying. No, Jesus is simple. Say it. I'm going to say Christ is simple. No. You say it right now, but you don't really have faith for it right now. I understand. Because we learned so much ritual. You know, like the Ten Commandments, that was the beginning of the law. Mm-hmm. After that, they had 200 more. You couldn't even get them 10. The reason they had to make some more because they couldn't get 10. The 10, right? Thou shalt not kill and whatever, you know, if you can listen to them, they couldn't get those. And it never told us what we should do. It just told us what we didn't, what wasn't supposed to do. And what do you do? What does a child do when you keep on telling them don't touch something? Oh, yeah, you did it. I did it. Don't touch that. They ain't gonna. Y'all know that?
Right.
Because you don't. All the don'ts. All the laws, and then there's a beating, there's a whooping coming, all that. Are we trying to, for what the law cannot do, and that is weak through the flesh. Romans 8 talks about that. And it was had a whole list of them. The law was long, man. There's a lot of stuff. Thou shalt not do. Most of us bring the law right now. A certain type of clothes you're supposed to wear. You ain't supposed to wear nothing that got this kind of fur in it. You ain't supposed to stand at this. According to the law, ain't none of us worth it. According to the law, ain't none of us making it. No. According to the law and the rules and the rituals, ain't none of us making it. Well, I don't care. You're not going either. And so it becomes complicated. And beware. I want you to be mindful of the serpent. Don't beguile you like he did beguile you and eat with subtlety. And it deceives you from the simplicity that is in Christ. When the whole time Christ is talking, he's making it simple. He points in the same direction every time inside. Every time something going on, he points to the same direction. Even when he healed the person, right? He healed the person. He said, your faith made this happen. Point to the same place. Now, don't go to walk to Mecca, and then go on your journey, and then you don't have to go on the journey to find me. Right there. Everybody say it simple. Come on, say it as simple. Come on, say it again. It's simple. Say my life. And we have to say this by faith a little bit sometimes, but say my life is simple. Come on, say not my life. Your life ain't simple. Thanks, Holy Ghost. Take yours off of it. Yours is the problem. Your ownership is the problem. Take no thought for your life. The scripture, ain't it? Take no thought for your life or what you're going to eat or what you, all that. Take no thought. He who gained his life is going to lose it. So, no, not my life. Thanks, Holy Ghost. I'm glad we said that. My life is simple. No, your life ain't simple. Yours. Life. Everybody say life is simple.
Life is simple.
I'm coming that you might have
life
more abundantly. Like, get your life. No, you got yours already. That's a problem. Everybody say life is simple.
Life.
Come on, say it again. Life is simple.
Life.
Come on, say it again. Life is simple.
Life.
The tree of life was very simple. It was one concentrated effort in understanding. Life, the tree of life. It got confusing when we got over to this other tree, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So many more words, so much more confusion. Now it's making it look in different directions. We're looking all over the place and we don't know what it looked like. It's just so simple, just the tree of life. It's simple. Matthew 11, right? Verse 28. Y'all see that? What color them words is? Who that's talking? Is Jesus talking? That's him? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, all them problems, all them confusion. All that trouble, all that difficulty. Everything always difficult. You always got a problem. Somebody always got to pray for you. You always got something going on. You always need to talk. I understand, y'all. I ain't being no kind of way. I'm trying to help you. Simplify. Everybody say simplify.
Simplify.
All y'all is Jesus. Can I talk in like 2018 turn? Right. Come here. All y'all with all y'all problems. All y'all little burdens. And I'm going to give you rest. Right? And so then you say, well, if we stop right there, then we on the way to service. You said you're giving out rest at service? We're going to be there early. You passing out rest? You giving out rest? Yeah, I'm coming. Cause I need rest. Right? Let me tell you how he passing it out. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. How much time you spend doing that? I'll wait. Oh, no, you master them other ones. Being nice, smile when you see somebody. Make sure you speak every time. All the little stuff that we think love look like. We think what a good Christian do. I don't care about none of that. How much time are you using to learn of Christ? How much time are you using? You got all the time in the world. You know the time, you know, people almost like say you're on borrowed time. You know, all that time you got is not your own. How much time are you using to learn Christ? Not the church, not Christianity. Ask yourself for a second. You did a lot of stuff today, didn't you? How much of that time was learning Christ? Don't answer me. He said, well, I got to sit down and meditate. No, you don't have to sit down and meditate to learn Christ. Pay attention. Everybody say, pay attention. Come on, say, pay. You know, you want to know your best way to learn Christ? Pay attention to yourself. Yes. Yes, you got a manual right there in front of you. You got a manual right there in front of you. You start paying attention to how you function and how you do things. You learn Christ's ways. Christ was saying, love the Lord, you got all your heart, your mind, your soul, and everything you got. And the second, love your neighbor like you love yourself. Yeah, you pay attention to how your little ways, you start loving people better. Y'all listen to me. How much time? I don't care how much you read today. How much time was you learning Christ? I actually learned grace. I actually learned faith. I actually learned prayer. I actually learned none of that. He ain't say take your local and learn the written. No, he ain't say none of that. For I'm, y'all read it? Look at it. For I'm what? Meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find. So, hold on. First, I'm going to give you rest. And he said, you're going to find it. Y'all seen them two scriptures? Come on, we're going to slow down. We're living by the book, right? We're going to slow down. Meditation, right? I'm going to give you rest. But then, no. This is what you're really going to do. I'm going to show you how to find rest. Because if you can find rest for yourself, you don't ever need no handouts. See, we've been getting too many handouts anyway. Put the blessing on me. Put some all on me. Lay your hands on me so I can get free yourself. No, for real. Free yourself. Yes, look, listen. Listen, by all means, I'll lay hands on you to help you. By all means, something going on? Yes. I'll do whatever I can to extend myself to help you. But just remember, even when I lay my hands on you and you feel some power, that ain't power coming from me. That's power coming from the inside of you. We just connecting at the moment. Come on, y'all. Come on. Okay. You ready? I gotta read this first. Let me get there. Verse 30 says, for my yoke is and my burden is. My yoke is and my burden is. My yoke is and my burden is. We got one more we need to go to. Go to Luke chapter 10. So we started off there, right? So the theme, simplicity. Everybody say it's simple. I'm gonna say life is simple. You know, it don't match with what's going on. I know you got some problems you gotta go attend to right now. after this or tomorrow, right? Or some things, right? No. But life is. So that's the one thing, right? Now, once again, I'm just showing you stuff that Jesus is saying, right? The verse 38. Now, it came to pass as they went, he entered to a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now, if you really understand the word was made flesh, and you realize that when Jesus was saying his word, he was imparting his flesh. He was imparting his understanding. He was imparting your identity. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. But Martha was cumbered about much. Y'all read? Martha was cumbered about much what? Services. You're so busy trying to be a servant of the Lord. You're so busy trying to be a servant of the Lord, you ain't serving the Lord. No, y'all get what I'm saying? Trying to serve the Lord that you're not passing out the Lord. That's ministry. It's cumbered is worried about much and just caught up about much serving. He came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid tell her that she should help me. Cause I'm up here trying to serve you, Lord. And she up here just sitting there, y'all talking. If you got any siblings, I got siblings. If you got any brothers and sisters, it's time to clean up in the house. Mama, why they ain't helping me right now? Huh? And I remember being a baby at one time, so I would be able to get away from stuff. I ain't got to pick that up because mama ain't going to whoop me like it whoop y'all. I'm going to just act like I don't know how to clean the window, right? Right? Why? Jesus, get her, Jesus. Get her, she ain't doing all this work I'm doing. Get her, Jesus, she don't be praying as much as me. Get her, Jesus, she ain't read all the scriptures I read this morning. Get her, Jesus, she don't be at church on the same time as I be there. She don't never make it for prayer. Get her, Jesus. She don't know all them scriptures like I know. Get her, Jesus. Cumbered about much. Remember, we got to learn all them subjects. Remember all them subjects? So let's not, I'm going to cover up verse 41 and my 41 and 42 in my Bible. I just use my imagination. The first time I read this, I was like, ooh. And I saw the words read, like, you see something, but you ain't reading the words. But I saw the red words come. I said, Jesus about to light her up because she's supposed to get up and help her sister. She got to get up, Doug, and help her sister. You better get up and come serve. Better get up and do them things right. You don't be doing that stuff right. Get up, do it right. Get up, do it, get up, right? Before I whoop your tit, right? So I knew it was coming. Jesus is about to lay down the law. You should have got up and started doing all that stuff you're supposed to be doing. Invited these people to the house, and you ain't clean the house up. Y'all know it. I thought Jesus about to let them have it. Mary is about to catch a whooping. And Jesus answered and said, Martha, hold up, you talking to the wrong person, Jesus. Hey, Martha be like, hold on, Mary is too. Oh, you say my name twice. Your mom used to call my name twice. She called my name twice. That's a whooping coming for sure. That's a wrap. Why you call my name twice, Jesus? We're not talking about me right now. Because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm holding my part down. I'm playing my part. Why you call my name? You might be mistaken. Her name Mary. I'm Martha, the one that was in the kitchen. Yeah, I got you. See your plate. I got your plate. I'm Martha. Got the plate in the hand. I'm just using my imagination. Can I use my imagination? She done came with the stuff that she was trying to serve. You're supposed to be telling me thank you. Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things. Whew. How many things are you careful and troubled about? I'm out of marriage. If I'm single, I got to find somebody. Come on, that's a real concern. What? That's like, yeah. Hello, amen. You can't find anybody, gotta be. Saved, sanctified, all these things. They got to know about grace and about mercy. And they better have the joy, know the fruits and the gifts of it. How many things need? Okay, listen to me, listen to me. Trouble about many things. I'm worried about my money, I'm worried about my children. Worried about my grandchildren, worried about my spouse, my family, my sisters, my siblings, my brother, my life. What am I going to do with myself? Am I doing the right thing? I'm in school right now. I should be in school. Like, what's going on? I'm troubled. I'm careful, and I'm troubled. But you carry it well. Everybody smile. Yeah. Come on, you carry it well. Y'all know how to, you know how to put it on. I can remember days I'm troubled. I can't be a preacher and I was troubled. You carry it well. Yeah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Carried well, so you can walk on tomorrow. Good morning, how y'all doing? Good morning, how you doing? Oh, bless the Holy, you're not blessed and highly favored right now, but you just gonna say it anyway. We carried well. Can y'all see that? But majority of your week, you're careful and trouble. Can we be honest? So we don't be honest about things. No, and you say, well, I ain't that trouble. No, you troubled a little bit though. You ain't carefree. Careful and trouble, and then even we're not even talking about if an attack. Sometimes you're just careful and trouble about if I. Checked all the Christian boxes off this morning. Did I check them all off before I left the house? I'm gonna dodge the rocks. I know they're throwing them at me right now. Careful and trouble about much. And it didn't seem like anybody ever invited somebody to their house and then you had to clean up before they got done? Right? And you had to like clean up like quick before they got there. You start throwing stuff in the closet and stuff like that. Right, you had to clean up. That, like that. That's what was going. Like the Messiah is coming to your house tonight. Right. Here we go. Let's put a little practice in. Apostle showed up. He about to walk through the door. He said, "Hey, I'm about to come to your house tonight. Arrive the class. I'm coming over there. First of all, you're not going to hear anything else in class. Everything is gone. Yeah, one like Charlie Brown. One. That's if you stay." You look at the clock, 22 minutes? Okay, I got 22 minutes. I'm about to get out here, go slide out that back door, I'm out. I don't care who up there, Reverend, whoever. I'm going to go back and watch online, right? Come on, he coming to your house right now. You'll be cumbered. We don't use that word, cumbered. Would you be cumbered about much? Because you start thinking about all the stuff you got on the floor. And is he going to want a tour? You know, we can get that back room straight and close the door and then... He's coming to your house. And just now, you immediately got concerned. Can we use your imagination for a minute? You immediately got concerned. You immediately begin to worry. Right? Look, she looked off. She was just looking. That's the best. She was like, she looked off. Like you immediately, I get your life together. Amen. Okay. Amen. I might not even get your back. You're thinking about that right now. It's Jesus coming to the house. Mary had something. I don't know what was wrong with her. I don't know what wrong or right with her. It was some kind of way of thinking that she was a little different. That it was just enabled her to do what she did. Because I got to get ready. My apostle called me, my daddy. I'm just calling my daddy. My apostle, he called me and told me, we going to go ride the Baton Rouge. He said he ride in the truck with me. I get to panicking. I got to get the little paper cups and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get what I'm saying? So it's normal to be cumbered or concerned when he's coming to your house. Right? So, Martha, you got a right with being so concerned. You got a right with being cumbered. You know? I understand. Everybody say I understand. Like, I understand why you so caught up and worried. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so, because I'll be, man, if it was me too. Mm-hmm. Right? But even though it was understanding and I get it, and I understand why you like that, it still ain't the right position. Justified, but not qualified. Careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42. Read them first five words. Ready, read.
One thing
Read the first five again. We don't need to go to and yet. Somebody said and. We don't need to go to and yet. Read it again. How many? How many things needful? What, look at it. What color them words is? I got to break it down. You see, they're red. How many things are needful? No, he got to be tripping. We need some other stuff. How many things are needful?
One.
And Mary, no, I'm Martha. You remember that? And Mary chose, no, I'm Martha. I chose a good thing. I was working hard. No. And Mary had chosen that good part. And how does it describe that good part? What's the last line? Which shall not be taken away from her. Now, it's a lot of stuff that can be taken from you. Even the word can be taken from you. We saw it in the scripture, didn't we? They didn't come in and take the word, steal it. But there's one thing that can't be taken from you. Everybody say identity.
Identity.
Come on, say it again, identity.
Identity.
Come on, say it again, identity.
Identity.
This whole thing, Jesus is showing you identity. You're still trying to find yourself. It's right there. It's one thing. Simplicity is easy. Didn't we see that the yoke, take my yoke, for my yoke is easy? Burden is light? Why is stuff so heavy? Because you don't know your identity. You are still trying to function under what them people told you you were. Versus Christ in you, the hope of glory. So now we read from front to back and read Proverbs on the days and we read everything and we miss identity. And it was the only thing that he was telling us. He knew you, all right, you've been failing for years. He knew we was failing. He said, I ain't come to do away with the law. I can't fulfill it. Because the only way it's going to get done is in person by me. Because y'all been failing. I've been watching y'all from up top. We've been failing for years. Even right now, how many hours you done pray in your life? Come on. Come on, everybody say amen real quick so we come on one accord. Everybody say amen. So we all agree that we did. How many hours you done prayed? How many scriptures you done read? How many services you been to? Sometimes you done had hands laid on you. How many times? All these different things. All this stuff that I done been through, all the church and all these services, and all these, I shouldn't be coming about anything else in the rest of my life. I done been to enough services and prayer meetings and read enough scriptures. I done enough that I should have enough in my bank account to not be worried about anything else in my life. But here I am, worried in the negative. Something is wrong. And the thing that is wrong is your perspective about yourself. You have faith for a deliverer from somewhere else when deliverance comes from the inside of yourself. And Jesus was trying to tell you, the power is on the inside of you. You're looking in the wrong direction. Come save. No. Save yourself. In scripture, you're talking about you're saving yourselves. You'll save yourself and help other people. You'll save yourself. So now it's our identity. It's one thing. How many things are needful? How many things are needful? Jesus said this. What's all them things you're chasing? What's all that stuff you're looking for? What's all that stuff you're trying to figure out? What's all the plans you're making? You put that together. How many things needful? Go to Matthew 6:33. Go. Quick. Come on, turn as fast as you can. Come on, speed turning. Come on. Flip them pages. Come on. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If you get there first, whoever get there first, just start reading. Go. He got it. Go. What time? I mean, when you do it? First. You do it first. Ain't no other second than another. You do it first, right? Yeah, we be, and on our list, it'd be like third or fourth. We're going to pray in tongues. Then we're going to do whatever. Then we're going to seek first the kingdom of God within us. Because we think we got to work it up. I got to work up to be good enough to hear God this morning. Y'all know that. Ain't nobody going to admit it. Y'all know that. I'm going to pray in tongues for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to be able to hear God. Like he didn't talk to you when you got up. Like he wasn't the one that woke you up. Yeah, can your expectation change? I woke up the other day. I was in Greensboro. And I woke up the other morning, and I woke up early. And I immediately, like, I turned over. You know, we do that. I turned over and said, all right, let me get my tongues in. So I'm praying my tongues. I said, let me get my reading. I got to get my stuff in today because my day going to be shambles if I don't get my day together. And that's when the Lord told me, see, them days and times and stuff, y'all came up with that. You putting all your burden on yourself. You did that. Am I saying you don't need to pray in the morning? No, pray. Do what you got to do. But you putting the burden on yourself. If you think prayer is making you better, something wrong with you. It's just lining you up to the greatness that's already on the inside of you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I woke up, I turned over, boom, and I was ready. Because I thought I lost what I had yesterday. Y'all know that. When you go to sleep, you wake up the next morning, you thought you lost all the anointing you had yesterday. You could have got anointed with holy oil and fell out in the spirit. Felt the spirit like you never felt it before. Have you ever been there? And then just, tomorrow's like, where's the spirit? It's still. It's just your consciousness. So I thought I lost it. I just come from the Money Coming Conference that Thursday night. It was powerful. Apostle went off. I done went to bed. Now I done lost it all in my consciousness. He said them hours and days and times and all that stuff, y'all came up with that. When you sleeping. Okay, so when you sleeping, your heart stop beating? Your brain stop working? Do you stop breathing? Oh, it's business as usual. Everything keep functioning. Don't nothing stop. The only thing stop is just you knock out a little bit. And then even then you get some dreams. Right? Even then, you know, Jesus, God was doing a lot of stuff with people while they were sleeping. It goes on. You hadn't lost any momentum. Y'all get it? You ain't lost any momentum. And so we get caught up with doing a lot of different stuff. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with these things, so don't go tell nobody I said it because you're not going to get me in trouble tonight. Huh? All right? See, here's my disclaimer at 12 minutes and 44 seconds. So I'm going to point right there. See what I said? But you can get all these things. What profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Remember, man, God breathed into man and he made the dust and he became a living. What profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose his identity? Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. That's good, ain't it? What profit of a man to gain the whole world and lose his being? So now you done figured out all the tricks of the trade and know how to, I know how to do church better than everybody. I'm better than everybody, but I know how to do it. I know how to do the church. I know how to do church. I know how to do church. I know how it goes with no leading of the whole. I know how to do church. So we done figured all that out. But we still cumbered about much. Still worried about so much stuff. One thing is needful. What profit a man to gain the whole world, gain all the laws and all that stuff, and lose your identity? And what's funny is you can't really lose it and it can't be taken away. Look, the day that you lose, it's the life source on the inside of you. It's God. The day that that body lose that, you have ceased to exist on this plane. It's time for the funeral. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You cannot lose it and it can't be taken from you. You cannot lose it and it can't be taken from you. I'm going to say it again. You cannot lose it. You ever forgot about grace? You ever forgot about grace? No, you forgot about it. I'll tell you when you forgot about it, when you're judging people. Right? Or when you forgot about it. So I'm going to ask again. Have you ever forgotten about grace? When you wasn't so gracious to somebody. You remember that day you went off? Oh, look. Oh, remember the day somebody went off on you? Yeah, you forgot about grace then. Oh, you remember revenge. The Lord of revenge, he's going to come get you now, right? You forgot. So we can forget about that stuff. But see, identity don't leave. It's who you are. I'm not talking about your name right now, your government name. I'm talking about who you really are, the essence of your life. The real makeup, that's one thing, that's the only thing you need to understand. When you understand that one thing, inside of, seek you first, it's just Matthew 6, but seek you first what? Kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God at? Because Jesus told us where is that, right? Right? So seek you first your insides. Right? Seek you first. Your inside. And his righteousness. And then what else? What does it say? All these subject lines, all these things you're trying to master. I'm trying to be a nicer person. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to walk in grace. I'm trying to walk in, No. Here it is. It's all in that one thing. I'm trying to get my money. It's all in that one thing. Don't give me help. It's all in that. And that one thing is needful. So here's my question. I said, this is the last time. Here's my question. What have you been spending your time doing? What have we been studying if we have not been studying our true identity? What are we looking for? Right? One thing is needful. Knowing Christ in you. Knowing your identity. Every time you read that scripture, it's telling you the same thing. This is who you are. Now, some other scriptures, sometimes they don't. Some other scriptures sometimes give you a ritual. But in red words, Jesus, well, he's telling you who you are. Jesus, I got 3 years to do this. I ain't got no time to be playing with y'all about these rules and rhetoric and jumping hurdles and all that. No, I'm about to tell you who you are. You better learn. And the works that I do, you're going to do them too. He's trying to give you. Everybody say identity. Come on, say it again, identity. There is nothing else. I don't need to be trying to get a new this. I'll start a new this, I'll get with this person. I don't need to do that till I get this identity down. That's where we lose at. We begin to enter into new endeavors without even knowing ourselves, the truth of ourselves. One thing, so your soul. So where's the problem in your soul? Where's the problem at? You just don't know. Where's the problem at? So here we go. Can we do a little exercise real quick? All right, so I got a $1 billion. We all got bank account. We all got bank accounts, right? They pick a bank. Somebody yell out a bank name. Chase. Okay, cool. We all got Chase bank accounts, all right? So we all got them. You got them. You got them. Cameraman got them. People watching online got them. It don't matter where they're from. Everybody got a bank account, right? And we all started off with $1 billion. It's a lot of money, huh? There ain't no bank even keep $1 billion in one bank account, but we'll just use our imagination. Amen. Started with $1 billion, right? I got $1 billion. You got $1 billion. You got so we equal. So I ain't gonna really be judged. You got $1 billion, I got $1 billion. We ain't no class, ain't no middle class, no upper class, ain't no superiority. You got $1 billion, I got $1 billion. Right? But for some reason. And I don't know how it fell this way, Doug, but for some reason, when I got some consciousness, I was taught about my $1 billion. They told me about it. And remember, y'all got it too, right? Come on, say, I got $1 billion. Come on, say, I got $1 billion in the bank account. But we all got the same account, but for some reason, I was taught, or I learned, or some kind of way, I just knew that I had $1 billion, so I lived as such. So I lived with no limitation. I live as though, but they told me I had $1 billion in the bank account. They told me my account number and all that. Gave me a debit card, all that, right? So I got the key. I know the code, I know the identity. I got the code. So it makes me live a certain way because I know about it. Now we all got it, don't we? But what if they ain't told you about nothing but $5,000 of it? You think you got $5,000. And it'll show up every couple months, but you don't know it's $1 billion in there that you got access to. Maybe somebody told you wrong. You think 10,000. You think 50,000. Oh, you think 100. So we all live in all kind of different ways. What we got though? What everybody got? Everybody got it? So that's the rule, right? Everybody got $1 billion. But because of your consciousness about what you have or you don't have, about your because of your consciousness about who you are and who you ain't. Because if I got $1 billion, then what am I? A billionaire, like I'm, right? So could it be possible that you're a billionaire, but you're acting like a thousandaire? Could it be possible that you're a billionaire and that's really who you are, right? But you just haven't been looking in the right places for the right identity. So you still out here working jobs. And so now you can't do your outreach. You still out here trying to make ends meet. And then sometimes the ends ain't meeting. And sometimes we're struggling. You're still doing that same thing. But it's already in the account. It's already. Come on, say it's already in the. But what profit a man to get all the jobs and get all the promotions and lose his soul? So now in your mind, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. In your mind, you don't know. So number one, it's my job to tell you, yo, you got a billion too. Would you please get up and stop acting like you ain't got nothing? You could do this too. Would you please get up and stop acting like you can't? Stop crying and get up and do something different. Let me show you where it's at. And now get in there, stop breaking down to you. Look, this is who you are. Look, I'm going to give you the account number. Look at some money stuff out of the Bible. Look at it. Account number. Right? Go to the bank and check. Get the money. Could you? I'm talking like that for a reason. Go to the bank. You up in the house crying. I don't know. I'm going to keep the light. Just shut up. Get up. Go get them. You got a billion in there. If you have any concept of $1 billion, you don't have to do anything else for the rest of your life on this plane. If you get what I'm saying. In other words, you don't have to. Now, you need to do some stuff. But you don't have to work that job that you don't like no more. I'll give these careers that you think are going to be the thing that's going to make you a lot of money when it really, you don't have a love for it. Right? You got a billion. But your limited mindset gives you limited access, what makes you have a limited process. So here's the thing, here's the trick. If I ever, okay, let's say I was the one that didn't know I had a billion, right? Let's say I was living like I had 100 every 2 weeks. Got a billion, that's a big difference, ain't it? So I've been hustling. If I ever show up to a meeting or go to a class and somebody give me a hint to tell me some truth that I got an account with $1 billion but I just didn't know about it, and all I had to do is look for my identity in this. You hear me, Kwan? You be what? Oh, let me sit in the service. They tell me, look, if you really get up in here and find out who you really are, then you realize all that stuff you're going through, you ain't got to go through it no more, and all the answers be answered. Oh, now see, this is why it's not exciting to you right now. This is why the Word of God is not exciting. Can I teach y'all something? This is why the Word of God is not exciting, because we've over-spiritualized it and we made it a duty. And you don't realize that I'm trying to tell you that all things are yours. Now, if I've been struggling and I can't get over these humps, and I've been having issues, and I can't pay for the thing, and you tell me, and I might not believe the first time you told me. That's how it be. First time you told me, you got to account with $1 billion. You're gonna be like, whatever. Yeah, amen. By faith, right? Amen. That's what you do. If I keep telling you, faith come by. I keep telling you. And if you start believing, then there's one day it's going to be like, oh, where it's at? What scripture's in? What color words I need to be reading? All right. And then you won't put it down. Y'all know you wouldn't put it down, huh? But if I tell you, listen, you stop watching TV and just read this, and you're going to have your $1 billion. You will throw the TV outside. Stop talking to other people so much. And look at this. You be a mute. Same principle. But we don't dig it because the Bible, the Christian book. We just trying to make it to heaven. One thing is needful. How many? Who said that? Who? Oh, he said there's one thing is needful. Ain't nothing else. Identity. So it's going to come a day. I'm leaving with that. It's going to come a day. It's going to, Jesus, the reason Jesus manifested so much because he knew who he was. He didn't spend time learning what other people said he was. People are saying a lot of stuff about Jesus. They call him wine bibber or a glutton. They said he was Elias. They said he was John the Baptist. They said he was a heretic. They say he was a blasphemer. There's a lot of things in the streets. Thou hast a devil. They saying a lot of stuff about Jesus in the streets. Stop learning what everybody was saying. How many things in evil? One thing. I'm not talking non-faith what I'm about to say. I'm losing my time. I'm not talking non-faith what I'm about to say. I'm not talking non-faith. I'm just going to challenge you by saying something real quick. You ain't going to do it. Because you still think it's regular. You still think we just finished class, so I'm about to go home now and go back to business as usual. You're not going to go dig in there no more and try to see them red words and see who you really are. Because you already think you know yourself. Maybe you're okay with the rituals. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Because it's not important enough to you yet. You still think you somebody, and you don't realize somebody's on the inside of you. You still trying to get your website together. Come on. It's until we lose ourselves do we find Christ and who our true identity. You're probably not going to do it, though. Probably not going to do it. It's not faith. It's just, I just know how the circle go. I've been preaching for a long time. It's a good little message. You're not going to go back and listen to this. I'm going to read my regular scriptures tomorrow and go to business as usual. Next time I have to pray for anybody, especially in this class, let me look around at y'all faces. And I talk, hey, what's going on? What's today's date? 26? February? 2018. How many things needful? How many things needful? Answer me. Only one thing needful? All right. All right, we're going to see.